This is Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Welcome to episode 41. Today you can listen to the course evaluation of 6 students in my oral presentation skills course. I asked them in the last class on Thursday to write down on a piece of paper without their names, ideas, opinions about the sessions that we had together this semester, and then I asked them to swap the pieces so that everyone read out someone else's opinion. And now these 6 students will let you know about what they thought about the course. So here is the first opinion, and the person who reads it is Balázs.
It was very good to watch slides on SlideShare because we got ideas from these slides and so beautiful PowerPoint presentations. The final presentation about our discovery is a great idea because this way we can improve our language and communication skills and get to know each other better through the presentations. I think I improved a lot. I don't have much fear anymore when I have to hold a presentation.
Anita read the following reflection.
I discovered that holding a presentation is cool. As I learned it from a SlideShare presentation, the presentation is your moment to shine, and I did feel like shining when I had my presentation.
Did the next person share this idea? Well, let's find out from the opinion that was read out by Kitty.
What I really liked in this course was how the seminar was structured. We were led into more and more details about OPS, and by the end we had a complex idea about an ideal presentation and the methods that may lead to it. I extremely liked the fact that this was one of the seminars where we were compelled to speech and it could improve our OPS in an indirect way too.
Being self-confident about one's ability, I think, is important in being able to give a good presentation. And that's the idea that was brought up in the opinion that Kinga read out to us.
I can say that this course made me more self-confident in holding presentations, standing out in front of an audience and not being panicked. Practical English learning is as important as theoretical English learning, and this course had positive effects for me.
And now, this is what Anna found on the slip that she read out.
Perhaps the most significant discovery of mine was the importance of granting help and the personal touch that proved to be useful for each of us.
I always appreciate when students share with me their suggestions and tips for improvement, and in the slip that you did read out contained such an element as well.
Well, there are some parts which I liked. We had a lot of opportunity to talk as well as we were few. This was very great. I'm also happy to get to know TED presentations as their topics are very interesting and we really can learn from those people. I miss only one thing. I think we should practice more, so we should have hold a practice presentation before the presentation in the corner.
You've been listening to the opinions of 6 students in my oral presentation skills course. But actually, there's a 7th student in that course, Christian, but he preferred not to participate in the opinion sharing. But he was willing to tell me a little bit about his plan for the future.
What I planned is actually applied linguistics. It's really the field that interests me, and what I really like to know better is how the human brain functions. Mm-hmm. So little about neurolinguistics, what right. happens while we speak.
You've been listening to the 41st episode of Take Off the Podcast, featuring students' opinions and plans from my oral presentation skills group. And until next time, take it easy.